Attention builders, August 19th, Matt Reisinger and I are teaming up to bring you a proven framework that's guaranteed to focus your energy as an entrepreneur and save you hours of time every single week. Matt knows better than anyone how important it is to push out urgent interruptions and really just focus on what matters. Not sure how many of you know this, but he had to muddle through years of chaos, being pulled in every direction, everybody needing his time, and there just was never enough of it to go around. So on August 19th, I'm going to ask Matt to pull back the curtain on all of this in this very special webinar on priority management. We're going to be getting into some real life stories about times we've both missed the mark and spent months focused on the wrong thing and probably will never get that time back. But most importantly, what we actually did to shift this. So in this web class, our whole goal is to give you the tools that you need to avoid making the exact same mistakes. If you're ready to block distractions, set some clear priorities, and crush out your Q3 goals, do not miss this webinar. August 19th, click the link in the description and I'll see you there. Hey everyone, welcome back to Contractor Evolution, the podcast by Breakthrough Academy. Hiring someone is tough, but firing someone? That's on a whole nother level. It really sucks. But like it or not, firing is a part of business. A lot of contractors, we delay this decision because we're kind of avoiding conflict and it's kind of uncomfortable, if we're honest. But we see people keep underperformers, even thieves, just to avoid confrontation, and it's not okay. That's why today we're doing this episode. We're going to walk you through how to fire someone right from making the call all the way to handling the fallout. So listen in. You might just feel a little bit more prepared next time you're thinking of letting someone go. And if you want the frameworks for having some of these critical conversations, we've got a 5-step process linked for you down in the description below. So check it out. You're listening to Contractor Evolution, the podcast by Breakthrough Academy, where we systemize contracting businesses for growth. Keep listening to learn how the world's top contractors scale their companies, build killer teams, and make more while working less. Step one, make a list of the actions and/or behaviors that are cause for firing. And do some thinking on this question, like how do you know it's really time to let somebody go? Make a list of all of this beforehand. It makes it a lot easier when you're making the decision when the time comes. And these expectations, they're something you should probably share with your team up front, so there's a lot more transparency. To help you with some of these things, here are three common reasons that I see our members have on their lists. The first and like biggest one that I see are core values conflicts. If you ever feel like someone just isn't quite fitting in and you're not quite sure why, or maybe they're even producing really good results, but they're kind of pissing everyone off in the process, likelihood it's a core values mismatch, right? Maybe you value honesty and they're constantly covering up their mistakes. Or maybe you value craftsmanship and they're not showing up with the skill and commitment that you need to meet your standards. Or maybe you value kindness and they just don't treat people very nicely. And if you don't know what your core values even are, you might want time to actually establish some. This will help you recruit and retain the right types of people for your organization. The second biggest thing I see is that they're constantly underperforming. If someone can't do what you need them to do in order to directly contribute to your business goals, they aren't a good fit for that role. If you can't articulate exactly how an employee is underperforming, you actually might have a bit of an accountability problem. And if they can't articulate exactly what a good job even looks like, you definitely have an accountability problem. As a general rule, no team member should ever be completely blindsided when they're firing them. Ideally, you and they will have taken several steps leading up to this conversation. And if you have some underperforming employees that you're not quite willing to let go of yet, I did make an episode a while back on my favorite framework to help underperforming team members kind of up their game a little bit. In episode 210, we go through understanding the skill will matrix. Check it out and it should help you a ton. And the third biggest thing I see is just behavioral issues, right? Lying, stealing, disrespecting coworkers. You'd be amazed at what some business owners let their employees get away with. I remember one member caught their employee stealing $20,000. And what was their move? They didn't fire him. They just put him into sales. When second chances turn into third and then fourth and then fifth chances, it's kind of like, where do you actually draw the line? Having clear workplace policies established can really help with this. And just remember, your high performers, they don't want to work in a place that tolerates unacceptable behavior. Don't let people get in the way of this kind of nonsense. Okay, step two. It's time to take corrective action and actually document it. See, it's extremely important that you create a paper trail that shows you gave your employee ample chance to correct their behavior. Have you tried to get to the root cause of this behavior issue or this poor performance issue? Have they maybe been poorly trained? Or are they having a hard time in their personal life? Are there conflicts between them and another team member or maybe even their supervisor? Have you talked to them about this type of stuff? And have you actually set proper expectations for them? Potentially, have you put in a performance improvement plan in place so that they know what good looks like and have something to strive for, or implemented any kind of corrective actions at all? These are all really important questions to ask yourself, because remember, ideally, this person should not be surprised when you're actually firing them. All right, step three, it's time to make a decision. If you've already tried the corrective issues and nothing's really changed, it's time to make the call. This gets a lot easier when you've already defined the clear criteria of what warrants letting somebody go look like. Remember, refer to step one that we talked about. It might suck in the moment, but it's the right move for you and your team and really the business as a whole. If this part is hard for you, remember that you're responsible for the success of the entire business and the well-being of all of your people. And if somebody is threatening that, you need to find the courage to do the right thing. Step four, it's time to get our ducks in a row. Right? Before you have this critical conversation, there are a few things you need to consider first. First big thing to consider is your actual legal risks. Before firing anyone, research your labor laws in your area and make sure you talk to a lawyer about this if needed. This isn't something to guess on. Plan your communication. Have all your emails and talking points drafted ahead of time. Know exactly who you need to inform and what exactly it is you need to say. And tailor the message. Higher level kind of long-term employees, they're going to require a more broad communication. Whereas junior roles, you can keep that a little more contained. Next thing is to notify external contacts if needed. If the person had a client or vendor relationship, be ready to inform those stakeholders and make sure you have a provided point of contact for that person. And finally, prepare for the aftermath. Know who's taking over their work. And if you're rehiring, make sure you have a job posting ready to launch immediately. Obviously, there are these circumstances where it doesn't work out exactly like this. But for the most part, you should be able to take the time to get your ducks in a row and make sure you know what you're doing before you pull the trigger. All right, step five. It's time to have the actual conversation. When and only when you have done what we just discussed above, it's time to have this actual conversation. So here are some tips. Never do this alone. Always have a third person in the room, whether it's an HR manager, a business partner, or another senior leader. This is going to provide not only support, but they'll actually also act as a witness. Stick to what we call the three Fs: fast, firm, and final. Be clear, be direct. Practice saying something like, today is your last day with the company, and avoid vague language. Provide context, but don't waffle too much, right? They deserve to know why, but the key is that you clearly communicate the actual decision itself. And finally, have some empathy. See, this is going to be, as you can imagine, a hard moment for them, even if they did expect it. Treat them with respect and dignity. And just one final bonus thought is take care of yourself too. This can be emotionally draining for you as well. And it's okay to feel something in that conversation and make sure you make some space to process it afterwards. Finally, step six, dealing with the aftermath. Once this is done, there is some immediate actions that you're going to need to make sure get done. Handling the administrative tasks is something to probably do right away. Remove the person from all system access, update passwords, collect any keys, any company equipment. You kind of get the point. Follow your communication plan. Inform the right people internally, but also externally, and stick to a professional, non-personal explanation. On that note, keep the messaging tight. Don't share too many details. It was a business decision, and that's all others really need to know. And be ready for a little bit of legal follow-up. If the person challenges the termination, get in touch with your lawyer immediately. Handling these steps promptly and professionally ensures a clean transition and protects your business moving forward. And that's it, the six steps to properly and professionally terminating an employee. Look, I get it. It's never going to be easy, but hopefully this episode helps you feel a little bit more confident and prepared when the time actually comes. If you've got other questions on just running your contracting business, make sure you drop them in the comments and we'd love to tackle them in future episodes. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Contractor Evolution. If you've already subscribed to our podcast, consider sharing this episode with another contractor that you think needs to hear it.